Parshas Yisro, and there's a Rashi that the Volbi really makes alive, brings out in a beautiful way the message of the Rashi. The Pasuk tells us, Va'atai v'shamor tishmu v'koli v'shamartem esbrisi, the Pasuk discussing the introduction to Kabbalah Satorah. And the Rashi's comment there is, Va'atai, now if you're Mekabel, if you accept upon yourself the commitment of Torah, then it will get easier, it will get sweeter. Yerev lechem mikan olahaba. It will be sweet. Shekolas cholas kashos. Beginnings are difficult. So we'll see how this statement of Rashi is going to really take on very special meaning. Let's begin with the quote that he has from the Medrash Tehillim, Kuf Yutes. The pasuk there, it says in the Lamed, we know every letter has eight sukin. So we have in the Lamed, Lulei sarascha shashuai. Actually, no, this is a pasuk in Tehillim Tzadi Dalet. No. What do we say on the Yom Shishu Yom on Wednesday? Well, maybe that isn't Tehillim, but there's a pasuk that's similar that we'll see quoted in Tehillim Tzadi Dalet. Yeah. Ulei Sarascha Shashuai Amu Yisrael. Ilulei Torascha Shaisa Imi Vehi Shashuai. If not for the Torah that was with me, which was my delight, I would be perishing with my suffering. V'chein Moshe Omer, this is the pasuk in Tehillim that I was thinking about. V'rov sarapai bikirbi. Nu, what's the rest of the pasuk? Who knows? V'gomer. You have it in tomorrow's Shir Shalyom. V'rov sarapai bikirbi. Nobody. Going once. Good. Tanchumecha. Yeshashu Navshi, that's the parallel. Shashuai in the Pasuk in Kuf Yutes, and now Tanchumecha, Yeshashu Navshi. The Torah provides comfort. The Torah provides consolation when things are hard. And now we have another Pasuk, this is also from Kuf Yutes. La'olam mo'eshkach pikudecha, kivam chisani. What do we see in all this? That Torah is life. Him chayim liyisrael. Iluehi, without Torah, lo hayachayim. Mechein hu omer, ki hu chayecha, v'orech yomecha, this is in Parshas Hazinu, uksiv, ki motzai, matzachayim, I think that's in Mishle. Okay, so we have a Medrash Tehillim that strings together a number of psukim. The basic theme is how Torah is life. Now, the Volbi is going to bring this into perspective, sharper focus. Torah einena kishar mitzos. Torah is not like other professions. A person chooses a career path according to what their aptitude is, what their inclinations are, what their abilities are. Torah ilui higo hayachayim. Without Torah, there'd be no life. Seire Yisrael, young Jews, shezochelu matorah, ein lahem lahashtis es limudam al cheshka matorah. You can't create a foundation for your learning on the desire, on the cheshek. Rather, el al hechra ha-Torah. It has to be predicated on the sense that I have no choice. B'doris kedumim, in early generations, yada ko yehudi. Ki ilulehi lo hayachayim. That message of the Medrash. Everyone knew that's it. That's what it comes down to. Without Torah, there's no life. The kuhn lamdus. Everyone learned. Whatever they learned, they learned. Because that it's part of your routine. You go through your day, you do certain things because that's what you do. In our generation, he's writing this a couple of decades ago, certainly true for us. Very few people see the idea of learning as something that you must do. You must do. Avo komets tzi'irim zeh, this small group of yeshiva bacharim of b'nei Torah, Hamagdish is mano lelimud. That's kovei itim. Hu hu hamesamel es amisol hamiti. That symbolizes the true essence of Klal Yisrael. Hu hu hamiyatzeg es am haTorah. They represent that idea of what we stand for. Mizehat soir shezacha liyost mokum Torah. Baruch Hashem. Al yachshov ki hu bachar bequote besefer Torah miktzoi haTorah. What do we have? We have a school, an academic institution for Torah studies, right? Torah studies is a worthy subject to study, like many subjects. No. And assume shekishro nosav unetiyaso. I'm good at it, so I'm doing it. My inclination is, I like it, I like that, so I'm studying that. Heavy uhu lebchiras mikzoazet. So you chose that profession, that subject matter to delve into. Kimosha tzirim acherim bacharu mikzoas acherim chalila. That's not the way to think about it. Ha'emes hi ki iluve Torah in chayim. The hechra chiyuni lelimu Torah parus al kol echad v'echad miYisrael. There's a basic obligation, just like life itself, for every Jew to learn Torah. Hacheshek bo yavo. There will be cheshek. It will come. Avo haschal hu hechrach. But where does it begin? It can't begin with cheshek. It can't start with cheshek. I like it, therefore I do it. Now, umah nafgemina, in lomde mitzad cheshek or mitzad hechrach. What's the difference? Well, my say you're learning. You like it. You do it because you like it. You enjoy it. And the answer is, im lomde mitoch hechrach, azai kishachesek nechrash, opog gamre. So when the cheshek gets weakened or totally disappears, think midterms, think whatever else, yeah. Einosnim lerifyon reshtalet. You won't allow that sense of becoming lazy and lackadaisical to rule over you. Tocha kara ki ahechrachu lomo delasik b'torah. That's basic. You have to do it. V'chibli Torah chayim eino chayim. Cheshek hu davar shebe'regesh. It's an emotional thing. Ulfa'amim b'dvarim ketanim hu nifka. It gets affected by the smallest, most petty things. Now, the fact is though, ulam hacheshek ba'im halimud. From the limud comes the cheshek. The ata, and here's the Rashi. The ata im shamat tishmu bekol ishmatim esbisa bisam litzigul mikram kili kol haaret. Says Rashi, im ata, now, tikabu aleichem, yerav lechem mikano lahaba. It will be sweet going forward. Sheko ascholos koshes. Hakabala me'ata. What does that idea mean? Hakabala me'ata. Tikabu aleichem. Hi kabalas ha-hechrach. This is what I must do. Ki ha-Torah it's not just the choice of a particular subject, a profession, kovetz dinim, collection of laws. It's a body of knowledge. O mekor parnasa. Okay, maybe you go into chveis, you go into chinuch. So that could also be something that could be viewed as you're learning for the sake of that. El olam ruchani. It's a world into itself. The chayim haino rios ezrach ba'olam ruchni zeh, to become a citizen, to become implanted in the spiritual world called Torah. The kolas cholas kashus hakenisa la'olam haTorah, he kenisa me'olam gashmi gatoch olam ruchni. It's entering from a world which is a physical world to a world which is a spiritual world. She'ena mitstam semes l'shas halimud levad. It's not limited to the time that you spend learning. Ela makifas kol adam. Completely envelops the entire person. What's the contrast between the Olam Gashmi and the Olam Ruchni? Ha'olam HaGashmi hu Olam HaDimyonos. It's a world that's filled with all kinds of feelings, the thoughts, the imaginations of the world, the allure of things. Habogo Motorah, Motzi Sachem Mochama, Neged Dimyonosav HaMafim Mosois Amik, Dimyonim Sichriyim. There's always going to be a battle between the focus of the learning and all those types of thoughts and feelings that can disturb a person, distract a person. The shaka v'tarya shel ha-gemara u'bibi'uri ha-meforshim. In other words, it requires focus, so the dimyon can take that away. Kol echad halomid Torah muchrach lehilachem negedim yonosav. There has to be a battle. Zui ha'hisnakshus haritzinis bioser bein ha'emes ta'sheket shabadim. This is the most serious encounter between the emes and sheket within a person. Asher dafka poscho es ha'gemara kama dim yonos tofim el. So he opened the gemara. Within a few seconds, all kinds of thoughts are going to start running through your heads. The second you open the Gemara, Zechronus Ha'avar, something about the past, starts going through your mind. Daigos Ha'asid, something you're worrying about the future. Kepedos, you're angry about something someone did to you, and you're annoyed about whatever. Zechsuchei Ha'ove, again, something that struck you. Koshi Ha'israksus, the difficulty of focus. Ein Mekol B'chose Kishron. It doesn't come from the lack of ability to focus, I mean, to be able to understand. El b'shlitas dimyon nosav shel adam alav. It's in the fact that the dimyon controls the person, and therefore they can't focus. U'b'mehirus shemaslichem l'sarek ha-dimyonos ha-mafriyem t'luyah ha-knisa l'limod v'l'aliyah. To the extent that how quickly you're able to remove all those other distractions and thoughts and feelings comes the entry into growth. Ha-nichnas l'omek ha-limod v'yodea l'ilochem es dimyonosav. So someone who's able to fight against those, as he calls them, yonos, margish gamis ani imus v'atam shebatorah. That's when they feel the sweetness of Torah. Kasher adim yonos kosmim la'adam b'tziyurim shel hanos b'tanugim b'chol yonei holom hazeh. So all those, we're all made up that way. We have all these things that appeal to us, but it's just a fleeting thing. But to the extent that all those things are waved in front of us, and they include so many different areas of life. Kasher lo limtzo tam b'ruchnias. Hard to find the gishmak in ruchnias. B'seichel bari v'amok. Again, that comes from real intellect. Rak ha-mishtachre midim yonosav zolcha lezeh. B'zui ha-derech. Im ata tikab l'alechem esahech recha limud. V'tilchamu neged ha-dimyon v'tuchlu lo. Then yerav lechem mikanu lahaba. Timtzu ha-rebus v'tam b'limud. V'yisrabe ha-cheshik b'torah. Shekol ha-scholos koshos. Kasha melchama ben asecha ve'adimyon shehihi melchemes ha-torah. Omdim ben melchama zu ha-idei ha-koras ha-hechrach shebe'esek ha-torah. So how does one stand up in that war? How does one make that commitment? The recognition that you have no choice. Asher ilu lehi lo ha-yichayim. Seichel enu dava yavesh v'li ruachayim. Seichel is not just this dry thing without spirit. Kemosh onu midamim, like we think. L'mashal b'yachas ha-cheshbon matemati. Whatever equation it is what it is, and that's just an intellectual thing. Avot tzorach lichyos bo. With Torah you have to live as well. Ki chayim heim l'motza ehem. Tikri l'motza ehem el l'motzi ehem b'feh. Erev nun dalet. To read the words. A person sits with a chavrusa. You don't just speed read or, mind read. You say it. You articulate. Habolei adav gemar be'inayim. You swallow the daf with eyes. B'li levato l'otzio b'sfasrav. En adam chayim etzko. Doesn't live. Divrei Torah is having rak b'lim b'chavusa. That's Divrei Torah. Az misbareres hashmaitza. Then the sugya becomes clarified. Smechem hadvarim misyachedes hashchina im halom din behem atzma mitzlichim umischadidim. They get sharpened. Last paragraph or so. Halim b'chavusa eino kal. Not an easy thing when you have a chavusa. Mitzad echad orev hanisoyin shabatala. You're more tempted to have a conversation that has nothing to do with the daf. I know more than you. I got you. Gotcha. It's a competitive experience. Some young people prefer learning themselves. It means you have to push yourself. Every step forward has its risks. Don't be afraid. Nileches tzad achar tzad, step after step. Hincha olu is batel. What are you worried about? You're going to talk about whatever everyone is tumbling about, whether it's something in the world, something in the yeshiva, whatever. Harachan achazak shalom is batel. B'shamufin yachriya. What should win over? The ratzon, not to be mevatel yourself from the learning. Mechrachim lizbagil b'avodi yunis mumetes b'tzavsa. Focus on serious learning. Together with the chavrusa, in chachoshesh misnatzchus v'akina, you're worried about the feeling of aha, gotcha. Ata imidusecha, you yourself with your midos im avasanitzachon, with your feeling of gotcha. Nega kina pachad hayush, hisbata lefnei chipus haemes. Let that become batal for the sake of intellectual honesty, l'amita shel Torah. Yezeh beged chok v'liavor, ki ein lomod b'shum ofen l'bad v'rov sidri elimud v'lu gam yiyoh nesiones kashim. Spend most of the time, if not all of it, with your learning. V'lu gam yiyoh nesiones kashim ol b'shul tzoyer, might be hard. Im mitzono chazak v'akarasa b'ruach, you have a clear sense of it. Ki kachi derech kinyan haTorah. Yisragel b'zeh v'yamud b'nesiones elu v'shuv yara b'zeh shvi v'achas al sulama shagadus haTorah. The hakosha b'yoser, what is most difficult, mitzius chavusa mat'ima, to find a good chavusa, the appropriate match. L'rov kovos b'zeh negios ishios. Often what determines a person's decision is personal connections, personal biases, but that shouldn't be. Ach ein l'pchor chavusa ufi ha-meshicha ha-ishis ha-nafshis. Don't judge a chavusa or decide a chavusa by, you know, someone you play ball with or someone you, you know, exercise with, whatever it might be, or something else that you do together. It's not about that. It's not just about a friendship. Friendship is beautiful, but chavusa is a different issue. How quickly do you absorb? Do you take in what's being learned together? Of course, it's not exactly identical, but if two people have such a disparity, the ketzav limudam on whatever level they are, in a matimim limud meshutaf, they shouldn't be learning the chavusa together. Again, there's always room to say, you know, once in a while, to give a little bit of your time to learn with someone on a lower level, you know, that's a wonderful thing. That's a separate discussion. We're talking about the meat and potatoes of your day, the 3 hours that you have in the morning. It has to be someone who's close to your level. Ikuvim acherim kimad ve'enam. Everyone is different approach. That's what the beauty is, to learn together. Because people are different, you get to know each other, you get used to each other. You hear with patience. Okay, k'negach ha-chaver, chaver hu mekinyanei ha-adam, hayosi mechutzim lo, ki o chavusa, o, as you know, what it says about that. Okay, I thought this would be very, very apropos, and it's not. I wish all of you, that is Hashem, that you have a shlacha together, you learn as a group, and it's Hashem, all the zokas, all the mayas, that come, that you especially follow here, for you.